Getting to the point.
Getting to the
getting
point.
Getting to the point.
Voices for a just future.
I like eating rice and beans and tomatoes.
I eat apple and grapes.
Biscotti
and
cabbage and kielbasa.
Pizza.
I like pizza.
Pizza.
Mac and cheese and mashed potatoes.
Eating. We all do it. How do we do it right? How do we teach our kids to do it right? Let's talk about that. This is Delaney Morrow,
Natalie Wida,
and Delasia Dennis.
It's a challenge for parents today to raise their children as healthy, conscious eaters in a country with rising health problems like diabetes and obesity.
They should keep in mind that the most efficient nutrition practices involve incorporating a variety of foods, involving children in growing and preparing food, and using curiosity to drive forward healthy behaviors.
Despite longstanding criteria requiring public schools to teach children about nutrition and healthy living, many adults don't remember having any nutrition education in school.
I remember when I was in school, we didn't learn really anything about nutrition.
Registered dietitian Haley Goodrich ironically confirmed this lack of education in her own life.
I don't think I had any nutrition education growing up at all.
Children today receive nutrition education in school. Kids give a firsthand account of their experience.
We had a section in human biology about nutrition.
Well, we just mostly learn about food and home ec.
While nutrition education is incorporated into schools today, there is a growing group of people who feel that the best way to learn about nutrition is through hands-on learning. Jim Rowell at Grow Pittsburgh describes how educating children holistically about food helps increase a sense of community in his work.
It's a lot easier, for me at least, to learn things in their wholeness. And with food, that means preparing it and eating it with the people in your community and celebrating that community you have together around food.
Many parents agree that education about health and nutrition must go beyond just teaching about the food pyramid and calorie guidelines.
The biggest thing they learn is calories. So my daughter came home freaking out about how many calories she was eating. Then she became on an obsession. I can't eat this. I can't eat this.
Haley Goodrich explains how the current nutrition and weight-focused practices in school may actually be harmful rather than beneficial.
I get a little concerned when I start to see things like calorie values in schools on the menu, saying like, oh, here's this meal and here's the calorie value. And instantly that says to the kid, should I be focusing on calories? And it opens up this whole world for them of, hey, should I be like trying to control this? It's very unnecessary and can actually cause a lot of problems.
For parents, raising children as conscious eaters with a wide variety of foods is a more effective way of helping children become self-sufficient. Again, Haley Goodrich.
Children at that age, they're so impressionable. And so when we do something like put them on the scale and talk about their weight and allow them to compare themselves to others, it really gets away from the core foundation of what nutrition really is. If we're raising competent eaters who have eating skills, know how to prepare food, and that's been ingrained and enforced in them from a young age, we have a better chance of them getting out of school and being able to do that when they go to college and set that example for the next generation.
Unfortunately, access to fresh foods is not always possible.
Mom says we don't have the right food to pack a lunch, and it's more easier to go to school and get a lunch.
Furthermore, the assumption that one person may make about what a healthy diet consists of is not necessarily the same for everyone, especially when challenges of access arise.
To reduce it just to a simple decision about nutrition is not always fair when these other factors of maybe pricing or access to food influence food choices for a lot of families. And also when advertising has such a stronghold on young people, but also on us as adults.
Sadly, in the culture that we live in, when people start talking about health, it's no fast food now. And what that says to people who might have less resources is you can't be healthy. You can't afford to appropriately feed yourself. At the end of the day, a hamburger with a bun, which is a carb, and a patty, which is a protein, and the fat that's involved in the meat, maybe lettuce and tomato, that actually hits all the food groups for a couple dollars. That actually is giving them a great amount of nourishment. And a healthy plate can look a million different ways.
Jim Rowell emphasizes the importance of health and wellness for everyone.
Our own health and wellness is so much of what we have as people. So you take care of yourself and you eat healthy, you'll be happier.
Getting to the Point was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
by students participating in the Heinz Endowment's Youth Philanthropy Internship Program.
All statements and opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Heinz Endowments.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at heinz.org.